Now the New York Attorney General filed a civil lawsuit against the Donald J. Trump Foundation and its directors, President Trump and his children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. The suit alleges, quote, a pattern of persistent illegal conduct occurring over more than a decade, end quote. The suit also alleges that the president and his children used the charity to fund parts of his campaign and for business and political purposes. The lawsuit seeks to bar the president and his children from serving on any charitable board, to dissolve the charity, and calls for restitution of $2.8 million plus penalties. Our next guest is here to explain what's happening with the suit and what it might mean for the Trumps and for nonprofits. Juliette Sorensen is the director of the Bloom Legal Clinic at the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law. Juliette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
Can you give us an overview of some of the specifics in these allegations in this lawsuit?
Sure. Briefly, the lawsuit, which is a civil suit brought by the New York Attorney General, alleges a wide-ranging pattern of illegal conduct by the Trump Foundation and its board of directors, that is to say President Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Eric Trump. The illegal conduct includes a failure to follow basic procedures as a not-for-profit organization, perhaps more serious allegations of political coordination with the Trump presidential campaign and repeated and willful self-dealing transactions that directly benefited President Trump's personal and business interests.
Let's take each of those two points in turn. First of all, with the politics, there was a lot of attention to the foundation during the Republican primary campaign. The president had skipped a debate, held this fundraiser aiming to send money to veterans. And there's where it looks like members of the campaign, according to this lawsuit and according to emails they released, members of the Trump campaign were directing the foundation on how and where to send their money.
That's right. The campaign manager at the time dictated the timing, amounts, and recipients of money raised by the foundation to nonprofits strategically timed to coincide immediately in the days leading up to the Iowa caucuses.
And how irregular is that? How illegal would that be for a nonprofit?
It's absolutely illegal. This nonprofit, as required by New York law, was formed with the sole purpose of supporting charitable purposes. If there is a true motive of supporting an individual's political campaign, that's not only improper, it's illegal.
And then self-dealing, that's been a big part of this story. What does that mean, and how did it play out in practice?
Yeah, that's right. The lawsuit alleges at least five so-called self-dealing transactions by the Trump Foundation that were unlawful because they directly benefited either Mr. Trump or businesses he controls. Two of these were payments to settle legal claims. One was against the Mar-a-Lago Resort. One was against the Trump National Golf Club. One of them involved a payment at a charity auction to purchase a painting of Mr. Trump. Again, if these transactions are not for a charitable purpose, but rather to benefit business interests, they're not in compliance with New York law.
Talking to Juliette Sorensen from the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law, looking at a lawsuit by New York's Attorney General against the board of the Trump Foundation, meaning members of the Trump family themselves. Juliette, this is a civil suit, not a criminal charge or a series of criminal charges. Why is that an important distinction?
Well, it's important in terms of the relief that the suit can seek. The relief sought here is very specific. One is to dissolve the Trump Foundation. One is penalties levied against the board of directors and President Trump. And then finally, the lawsuit does seek punitive measures with regard to those individuals, banning each of them from serving on any nonprofit boards in the state of New York. It seeks to ban President Trump for 10 years and his children, who were his board, for 1 year each. By contrast, of course, a criminal indictment could seek criminal penalties. That's not the case here, although the New York Attorney General did refer the situation both to the Federal Election Commission and the Internal Revenue Service.
Right. Does the filing of civil charges rule out future filings of criminal charges?
Not at all. If your listeners have heard of the double jeopardy clause, that only applies in criminal cases after one criminal case has gotten underway.
Why, stepping back a little bit, why is it important for the government, in this case, the government of New York, to oversee not-for-profit foundations like this in this way?
Well, all too often, non-for-profit governance is not held to especially strict scrutiny or standards of enforcement. This case was investigated by the Charities Bureau of the New York Attorney General's office, and it's important for people to know that there is such a thing as a Charities Bureau, and that nonprofits and the special tax-exempt status that they enjoy must comply with the legal expectations that they exist only for charitable purposes.
Is it common to see civil efforts like this, civil lawsuits or criminal charges for foundations and other nonprofits that end up being used the way they're not supposed to be for personal gain, in effect?
It's not the first time. It won't be the last. What is unusual about this lawsuit is that it doesn't allege one isolated instance of misconduct, but really a pattern of terrible governance. The board of directors hadn't met since 1998 or 1999. There was no fiduciary duty in exercising oversight of the operations of the foundation. Sadly, the foundation itself appears to be simply a pocketbook for President Trump.
I know one of your main research interests is the issue of corruption around the world, really. Is there, if there isn't this kind of oversight within an organization or from outside it, is there this potential for just a higher level of corruption?
There is. If you think about corruption and the dangers of corruption necessitating both transparency and accountability. In the United States, we have a history of charitable giving. We have a history of philanthropy. And for those traditions to exercise the important work that they do and to continue to enjoy the tax-exempt privilege that they have, it's very important that the board of directors exercise the oversight that it's bestowed with, but also that that enforcement bodies subject nonprofit organizations to their high standards.
Looking ahead, what happens with this lawsuit next? What which courts does it go to, or are these things often settled out of court?
This was filed in the Supreme Court of the State of New York. That's a slightly misleading name. That actually means the trial-level court in New York State. And it was simply the verified petition that's been filed against the Trumps and the foundation itself. At this point, attorneys for the parties will be given an opportunity to respond, and the process of civil litigation will begin. I'm sure that that the defendants will try to resolve this short of a trial and probably try a motion to dismiss as a starting point.
If this does go to a trial, does that open a process of discovery where the Attorney General's office could look for more possible evidence of wrongdoing?
Yes, it does. Now, if your listeners actually read the complaint, which is available online, they can see that it's extremely detailed, and it includes references to interviews and documents that the Attorney General's office has already seen in the course of the investigation leading up to this complaint. But absolutely, they would seek to depose the individual defendants leading up to trial and issue requests for information and more documents.
We'll leave it there for now. Juliet, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Juliet Sorensen is the Harry R. Horow Professor in International Law for the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law and Director of the Bloom Legal Clinic there. She joined us to explain the lawsuit filed against President Trump's charity, the Donald J. Trump Foundation, by the New York Attorney General, what it could mean for the Trump family moving forward.